This is the Save My HSC show. For more free resources, go to savemyhse.com.au.
G'day guys, welcome to the Save My HSC show, the go-to resource for help with HSC English. Each episode is syllabus focused and can be digested in under 15 minutes. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about dealing with exam nerves. Nerves, the great thing that everyone hates. So firstly, let's have a quick think. Why do we actually have nerves? So I'm not a scientist, but I have read a little bit about this sort of thing, and I found out about the special part of your brain called the amygdala, which controls your flight or fight response. Now, the amygdala would be really, really useful 40,000 years ago when we were still kind of running around as hunter-gatherers. And say if you had to survive and you had to decide very quickly, okay, I need to either, you know, pick up my pointy stick and stab this animal, or I need to run for the hills. You don't need many higher functioning things like small joint manipulation, so your fingers don't necessarily need to work independently at these times. So little things like that becomes a useless skill, whereas really big movements like, say, grabbing something and throwing something with all of your force, or running, or punching something, or thrusting at something, very, very useful. The problem being, we have evolved socially and intellectually. I'd probably say not the hardware, but more just like what we've learned. So what happens is, when we're sitting in an office environment, when we do presentation, I mean, you know, the whole idea of, if you have to stand up in front of a crowd, why is that nerve-wracking? Today, it's not really that bad. I mean, the worst response is people might laugh at you. But, thousands upon thousands of years ago, if you were approaching, say, a tribe that you weren't, you know, you didn't know, and this was the first time you were meeting them, this could be a life or death situation. So those nerves, that amygdala taking over, could prepare you to, you know, respond how your body should respond. So I bring you to the next problem is, you know, what do we do about it? So we know why we have it. We get stuck in this. When we're in an exam hall, you can't exactly punch the examiner or run outside the hall. Or you can, but you probably wouldn't, that wouldn't get you the grade that you're after. So how else can you deal with that issue? So obviously the first answer is preparation. When you have prepared before you've gone in. So say if you've studied all your notes, you know what quotes you need to put into your essay. You have an idea of, say, the marking criteria or the rubrics. If you have all those things already, you're going to be a little bit less nervous when you're going in there. But you might be one of those people who's a little bit more hypersensitive to being under exam conditions. So you're going to notice that your amygdala still takes over, which can be, you know, a little bit stressful. So, firstly, you need to know how to recognize when you're nervous. So you might feel a little bit more sweaty, you might be shaking, your mouth might be dry, your concentration's definitely gone out the window. But the most important thing is you probably, like, you can have all those things. You can have sweat, you could be shaking, your mouth might be dry, but that doesn't really help you to notice it very easily. But your shoulders will also tense up. So what I want you to do is, whenever you feel your shoulders are tense, you need to, you know, go, oh, ooh, you know, touch my shoulder, or just feel it with your, you know, by getting, you know, feeling where your neck is. And if you're tense up there, you're probably either in an amygdala hijack or you're on the way to one. So what I would say is, relax your shoulders first of all, and start thinking about relaxing your shoulders, because that's your your body's physical physiological response. So you want to negate that. So I say, you know, once you've been aware of that tension point, that's when you're starting to get yourself back into your body. So I'd say that's when you probably want to start with, you know, it sounds cliche, or, you know, like duh, but breathe. I know you're thinking, oh no, I've got 40 minutes to write this this part of the essay, or I've got 2 hours for this exam. But if you don't stop to breathe, and if you just start writing, your writing is not going to be your best writing. I have read papers where students have written work that I know, when I've read things that they've done in the past, like, they absolutely have incredible grammar, their ideas are strong, and their points make a lot of sense. But when they're writing and they're nervous, you know, I've read work where just the grammar went out the window, and because of that, and you know, these things made absolutely no sense. So I was reading it, being confused about what the point was. Imagine how the marker would have felt when they were reading that. They're like, oh, this person's trying to use all these fancy words and has no idea how to use it, entirely because the student allowed their nerves to take over them in an exam. So not enough work is done in this area, I feel, to negate this, which is something that everyone suffers from. So I really think, look, the stopping for only a moment and just taking, like, you know, 3 deep breaths, something small like that gets you back in your body. If you get focus on, say, a tension point or a pain point in your body, and you breathe and just focus on that part of your body, you'll notice that you go back into you know, low stress mode. So that's doing those two things together is probably the, you know, like, an incredibly helpful thing. So the gist of that point is get the hell out of your head. You know, you want to get into your body. I know when I was younger, I definitely used to feel nervous a lot more than I do now. I still get nerves, but I think that my nerve management has changed. Like, I know what to do now whenever I'm feeling it, so I do things in spite of them. You know, like, I'll breathe through it, I'll do things, and these things definitely do work. I mean, when I was 17, I remember going for my P's. Now, I did more hours than I needed to. I practiced as much as I could, and I was, you know, I knew how to do all of the parts of the equation, but I still failed my test 4 times, because every time I had someone sitting next to me, and it was an examiner, and I was going, oh no, this person's gonna, you know, tell me that I'm not doing it right, and I remember the one lady, she, like, ripped up the handbrake at one stage when I was about to pull off it was in a completely safe manner. You know, that broke my confidence and made me more nervous going into the next time. So things like that, you know, completely screwed me up. And for a long time I thought, well, oh, how can I ever do anything that makes me mildly nervous? And I didn't even want to approach a situation that made me nervous. So that's how debilitating it can be. So that's why, you know, learning this stuff is so important. Now, what I would say is, once you've kind of gotten yourself a little bit into your body, or you think you're in your body and you're not sure if you're in your body, I would, you know, touch the table in front of you and get into, you know, just a few seconds of feeling things, like feeling physical sensations. You know, we have our 5 senses. And just simplify it. Feel those things. So it's basically telling your brain that, look, I'm here, I'm experiencing things, instead of, oh no, I need to panic, I need to get out of here, I need to think. Because your brain's not going to help you when it's in that mode to do high-functioning activities like writing an exam. So once you're there, once you feel yourself calming down, you know, that's where you've got, you know, you can kind of slow it down this way. This is to keep away from that complete hijack of your brain. And once you're there, you can kind of just breathe and then, you know, focus back on your exam. This process might take 10 to 20 seconds, but that 10 to 20 seconds could be the difference between writing a horrible exam or writing an amazing exam that you completely were prepared for. And you're actually, your best work is going to come from this sort of combination of, like, nervous focus. If you have, if you've come from a point of nerves, but if you've managed to focus those nerves into something useful, you know, by recognizing it and slowing the hijack down, you actually be able to become more alert and focus more intently. You know, the trick really is just learning how to work with your Stone Age body. So that's kind of the gist of what to do when you are feeling nervous. The main takeaway here is get out of your head and get into your body, because your best writing is going to come when you're allowing your brain to do what it's supposed to do and just doing the bodily actions. You know, if your body's just going da da da, writing stuff down and breathing through any sort of stress, because your brain will do the work. I actually do an activity with students where I get them to write under stress and then write under, basically force them to calm themselves first and then write again. And the quality of the writing, it's night and day. Like, I read the most boring stories or the most uninteresting, unenthused writing with lots of mistakes when they're under stress, and then as soon as you take that stress away, it's like the all of the creativity comes out. That's you know, allowing your brain and your body to work together in harmony. So I hope this has been helpful, and thank you for listening. And if you did find this podcast helpful, please do rate and subscribe. Tell your friends about it. Share it on Facebook. Do something to let people know about it. You know, I feel like I'm talking to myself sometimes. And I do want to get people on interviews as well. So if you know any teachers who'd like to join us, or if you're an ex-student and you really want to, if you have something to say, I really do want to hear what you have to say. I would love to have more people on here and build up, you know, this just a conversation. So, yeah, thanks again. And if you have any questions, email info@savemyhsc.com.au, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks. Bye.